Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming back at you here on a Thursday morning. Thursday, August the 31st, 2023, 15 minutes past the hour. Last day in the month of August, 55 degrees and sunny skies here in the Marion area. And I certainly appreciate the phone calls in hour number one. Good to hear from our friend Scott. We hadn't heard from him in a while. I always enjoy our conversations, as well as Ted Jolliffe, his wife and Carol. Carol and he are great, great people. And I certainly thank Trish, who I believe was our first caller this morning, talking about the blue moon. Now, we also had a call coming in as we went to break. So if that was you, hold on a second, because we do have a call coming in here momentarily. This is not going to take a whole lot of time. But we do have a call coming in, should be any time now, and then we will get back to our regular calls here. Live radio, as I always say. We'll get to this momentarily here, but there's something going on this weekend that's of a, besides Labor Day, that's of a pretty big nature, and we certainly should talk about it a little bit, and we're going to do that here momentarily. Hopefully, our guest will be calling in here anytime. This should only be about 10 minutes, and then we're going to go back to phone calls. And as I said, whoever that was who was calling in hour number one as we were going to break, hold your opinion, hold your thought. We're going to get back to that as soon as we go to our guest here momentarily, because this is something that we certainly should talk about here on the program today, because again, it's a big event going on this weekend that people will not want to miss. Well, you know, I'm pretty sure people are not going to miss it, because it's one of those things, it's one of those rites of passage as we head into the autumn season, and certainly the Labor Day weekend. Should mention again, tomorrow we've got all our great programming, starting off with Sean Kraft and I at 8:15 tomorrow morning. Pastor Whitaker at 9:15. Sean, Matt, and I at 10:15. Pastor Craig at 11:15. And then Pastor Craig, Sean, Matt, and I at 12:15. And then, of course, tomorrow night from 8:15 until 10 p.m., we've got Carrington, Matt, Sean, and I sending you in to the big Labor Day weekend, talking about God only knows what. And I do want to mention again, I haven't had a chance to mention this a whole lot, but on Monday we had musician Chad Clark on, and tickets to his show next April at the Palace Theater are on sale now. He will be headlining at the Palace. I believe first time he's going to be headlining at the Palace. So if you liked what you heard with Chad Clark on the program on Monday, tickets will be on sale for his performance next April. Kind of interesting that the blue moon will not be around for another 14 years. I find that fascinating. 14 years. Well, how old will I be in 14 years? I'll be about 41 in 14 years. See, by my math, that's what I come up with. I'll be 41 in 14 years. But, you know, I think that's in everybody's lifetime. I mean, even if you're in your 80s, you could make it. 96, 97. People are living a lot longer these days. People can make it. All right. Well, I don't know if our guest is going to pop in here or not. He might be delayed this morning. So whoever was calling in hour number one, if you want to call now, give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We talked about a lot the first hour. We talked about the supermoon, the blue moon. Talked about those islands they're putting in on Delaware Avenue, where Wendy's and McDonald's is. That's very interesting. I don't know how that's all going to work out, but hopefully it works out just fine. What else were we talking? Oh, the arming the teachers and staff. 46 schools in Ohio are arming teachers and staff. I believe the only one in Marion that is doing that is River Valley, that I know of at this point. So if you had an opinion in hour number one and could not get in because we went to break, now's your time. Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. We'll go to you because I think our guest must be a little delayed here at the moment. So we will take phone calls from our listening audience. And if that wasn't you in hour number one who could not get in, call back. Or if you have a new opinion, call in if there's something else you'd like to talk about. You know, anything going on in Marion, really anything going on in the world, we like to talk about on this program. So the phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. You know, I just don't think calling somebody complicated is a negative. And you know what? To be honest, I really don't know that she took it as a negative when I said that to Abby the other day. But I just felt that it might have been taken as a negative. But I think complicated's okay. I've known a lot of complicated people in my life. You know, we had an interesting conversation on the show yesterday with one of our callers out there. And he was talking about how he's relying on a past relationship to help take care of him while he's not able to take care of himself right now. And I got to thinking last night, I thought, you know, there is no past relationship in my life that I would want taking care of me. You know, and thank goodness if that's working for somebody. But for me, I just don't think that that would work out very well. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. Have you heard anything about COVID making a comeback?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. I wasn't going to bring it up on the show, but I'm glad you did because I will say this. There's something going on, and I don't mean to alarm people, and maybe nothing will happen. I don't want to be an alarmist, but I do know that the rates of people being hospitalized with COVID are going up to some degree. I do know that I'm being in the public, being, you know, in the grocery store and just out in public in general, a lot of people are starting to wear masks again. A lot of people are starting to buy the Mucinex and the NyQuil again. I've seen a lot of people coughing and a lot of people out sick at work with respiratory infections and things. Something is definitely going on.
Yep.
Well, what have you heard?
Well, our Bible study teacher lives at Seton Square, and they were given some kind of handout talking about how COVID's making a comeback. And
well,
she didn't read it, so I don't know exactly what it said. But and then my daughter's not feeling well. She asked me last night, "Will you make me some ramen noodles?" So, sure, why not?
No, there's a new strain of COVID, and I don't think anybody is dying from it, so I don't want to alarm people to that degree, but there's a new strain of COVID, and I think it begins with an R, and I think that's what's causing all the hospitalizations and problems. That's what I've heard.
Yeah, well, she went to eat her noodles. She said, these don't taste like anything, so I probably have COVID, and I'm like, great.
Well, and I'm not sure how contagious the new strain is either. I know they're starting to really push for people to get the vaccine. And I know that I believe President Biden was asking the government for a lot. I don't know what's a lot of money to the government, but was asking the government for money to help combat this because we are seeing the numbers go up again. Not to be an alarmist, but usually in late August, we're not seeing respiratory infections and people sick with colds and things like that, and we're seeing a great deal of this right now. And it's got to be a foreshadowing of something.
Yeah, like, I don't know how I feel about them shots. Like, on one hand, you can take a shot in the arm, and because I feel like since I had the shots when I got COVID, that's what made it more mild as opposed to people who did not have the shots. Then again, I don't know about just, I'm not like an anti-medicine, anti-modern science person, but I don't just go taking pills and shots at every whip stitch either. I try my best to let my body fight stuff off.
Well, I'll tell you something interesting. Another reason, last week, a girl who's my age, I was talking with, and she was down all last weekend with again, she said it feels like COVID, because maybe she'd had it before. I really didn't get into that. But she said it felt like COVID, but it had her down 4 or 5 days. So, you know, this is certainly not a mild thing that people are getting. And I don't know if it's because school's back in session. I don't know if it's because this new strain is highly contagious. I don't know if it's because nobody's wearing masks anymore. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's your choice to wear a mask. If you go out in public right now and don't want to catch it, it might be a good idea. I know some people are very against masks, and I don't want to hear all the backlash against that. But if you're worried about it, you know, there's let's put it this way. There definitely is something going on, because cold and flu season is not supposed to start in August.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, have a good show,
hey,
Scott.
Thanks for calling. Hope your daughter feels better. All right, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 26 minutes past the hour. There's definitely something strange going on with illness. I do know that. Whatever that may be, I cannot speak to directly. Go ahead, caller.
It's me, Scott.
Hey, glad you're out there.
Well, I think there's 4 or 5 strains of that COVID. They said 19 going around. And let's see, what else was it? I told you about that lab in California where they are, I guess, working something with that COVID-19, and nobody knew about it. So I don't know if the Chinese are doing it or we're doing it. And my son told me one of these last words, because he kind of keeps track of that stuff, 31. I think he died within the last week of COVID. He was 31. And I just saw New York, where it's mostly the blacks and the illegals. I mean, there are protesters about them, and I just saw last night where I think they had like 20,000 in New York going into the schools. They do not have to have the COVID shots, and as I take it, they don't have to have any shots. You know, like when we went to first grade, we had to have, like, if there was a shot for this or polio or something, we had to have it. But it's, from what I understood, so none of those 7 million or something have to have any shots. And that's not right when people get fired over here, you know, for not, you know, having it. And what else was it? So I guess I'll be wearing my mask for a month or two there. I only go to the gas station, and if I go into a Family Dollar, that's about it and stuff. So I guess I'll be wearing that mask again, and but it's out there. I think they said it might not be as, you know, as bad as when it first started, but I just found out a lady that I worked with, I don't know if she died this January or last January, but she got the COVID shot, and she died within a week. I didn't know that, so. But the one does cause blood clots. They need to check that out, because when I check all my little boxes, there are so many people that are having breathing, and they get blood clots and stuff. So,
well, I know a lot of right now what is going around definitely has to do with respiratory issues, because people say respiratory infection, but I really don't know if they go to the doctor. I don't know. And how contagious this is, I don't really know either. All I know is that we're not supposed to have cold and flu season in late August.
Yeah, see, I've never had the flu. One time when I was pregnant, I was kind of, I don't know if I, because this is over 50-something years ago, if I actually vomited, I just didn't, you know, feel good. And I could sit with somebody that has the flu, and I don't seem to get it. And I can't remember that I've had a bad cold in, maybe had a cold like in 30 years. It's just like, I'll probably get something tomorrow, but it's just like, you know, I don't get that stuff. And, But because now if I get it, I have some breathing like my son. We'd probably die. So, you know, for to keep other people from getting it, even if I went out to the gas station last year, 90 degrees, I wore that mask and stuff. And if I keep somebody else from getting it, too, you know, I don't. And then here's what I want to tell you. You know that blue one that you have, that blue mask that looks like paper?
Yes.
Okay, there's a mask. Now, you could get on the Internet. I don't know if it was N95. It's got like a cup-like.
Right.
Those are dangerous. They found out, you know, like Roundup. Some places, Roundup, some things California you can't use, but they found out these masks are probably made in China. You get all breathing, but they've got like poisonous stuff in them. You know, they're not safe for you is what I'm trying to say. So people need to, if they don't wear those real light ones, they need to get on there and check that out because I think it was N95. And you think they'd be safe because they're like a cup-like. They would do better, but there's something about that, and I don't know if they're going to be able to sell them over here since they just said that or what. So they need to check. You know, they're safe, and people, what, 2 or 3 years have been using them, and then they come out and say, well, they're dangerous. So.
Well, I think at this point, people just have to realize what's out there, and they've got to make their best decision. I don't think anybody's going to lead them around by the nose anymore. So do what's best for you. If you don't think there's anything, don't do it. If you do think there's something, do it. I don't think there's any need in fighting over it like we have in the past.
No.
But
there isn't because, you know, people, I know my mom, there were 12 kids, and growing up, I don't know what they got back then. Like, I don't know if they got, like, scarlet fever, what was, you know, was kind of, you know, like you spread it. But the doctor would actually, I guess, put a sign, and they lived way out in the country, would put a sign on the door. They were, what do you call it? They couldn't leave the house. You know what I mean? They were, what do you want to call it? So they over this
quarantine.
So they weren't allowed to go to school or anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
And nobody said anything about it. I guess if you slipped out, nobody hardly knew then. There wasn't that 70, 80 years ago, 100, there wasn't that much people out. I don't know anyway. But, yeah, they said that they got quarantined. They said they got quarantined, you know, more than once because there were so many of them and stuff. And nobody said anything. And now it's like you're right, but it's like me. I want to walk down the street without getting shot. And you can have all the guns you want at home shooting each other, but let us be able to walk down the street and stuff. But it's just so many different things anymore.
So
you know,
do you have any thoughts on the schools arming staff and teachers, 46 schools here in Ohio?
No, I don't think they should. I mean, I don't know if there's grandparents, but there ought to be a way that they can lock those doors, like that one in, was it Texas? Somebody didn't lock that side door and he got in there. There ought to be a way that those doors can be locked. And I think they're starting to put the glass in the doors that can't be broke. You can put bars over stuff, and you can lock that school down. And when somebody comes, I know if I go down to the city hall, and I think it's to go back into the, you know, you're out there, and if you want somebody from, like, the police department, you push a buzzer. You can't get anywhere there. And that's what they need, and no, because you can't even trust the teachers not to have affairs with kids. So how are you going to trust them with I mean, some schools, like if you were in New York, you get 3 or 4 big boys, they can overpower, you know, the teacher. And the teacher doesn't have the gun on him right then. It's not going to do too much good. No, I don't like that. There's got to be, even if you have to spend quite a bit out to make the school safe, that's what it's come to. And I always thought, well, you know, I don't like the guns. I grew up around guns, hunting and stuff and things. You don't need to take one out. But you're not getting protected anymore. I just saw where one guy went and shoved a girl over on those train tracks. Was it yesterday in New York again? And she could pull it. They helped her get up out of there, but she got a broken leg. And, I mean, I was never afraid to go out. I could walk in Columbus at 11 at midnight from the dance studio. I never thought a thing about it. Last couple of years, I don't think I'd even like to go out at Walmart or anywhere. And stuff, and I never was afraid. I just never was afraid to go out. So,
well,
but
I understand.
It's different now. It's just too many. You know, like when you have a hometown, you might have in your life growing up one shooting or something, somebody getting killed. But it's just too. They need to take. the legals. You come over here legally, I don't care. But now they're wanting rights. They come over here, and I see where California is going to give them $1,200 a month. They don't have to work. And so by the time they learn the English, I don't know how they're doing that. You spent billions on them. And why couldn't they put the homeless? I see New York is building these huge shelters and stuff. Why couldn't you do that for the homeless and for the veterans? And you look at San Francisco, I know somebody was just out there about a couple months ago, said they'd never go back and stuff. And living on the street, you can't have a business without people right in front using the bathroom, right up. I mean, something's wrong. I don't know what it is with this world, but this next voting thing, they better get it right, because this country, we're going to be one of those banana countries. We're going down.
Well, hey, I thank you for calling in.
Okay, goodbye.
And again, phone lines are always open. We respect all opinions on this station, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038, 35 minutes past the hour, last day of August 2023, August 31st, 58 degrees and sunny skies. Well, we just got a bit of news here into the WGH News Center. On August 28th at 1:54 a.m., officers from the Marion Police Department responded to a report of a female lying dead in an alley between Oak Street and Prospect Street. They quickly located a female victim, age 34, who was deceased. Officers and detectives worked very hard in locating and processing evidence and talking to witnesses. All right, go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, we're okay, but I've been missing some of your shows, so whatever. But anyway, on a lighter side, I would like to share that the Richwood Fair is in process as we speak. If you ever went to the fair as a kid, it is a true Richwood Fair. And it started and it goes through Labor Day. And they got all kinds of things going down there. But it's just a little old, county fair. Or not county fair, it's an independent fair. And I think it's only one of two in Ohio that's an independent fair. But it's just all the stuff, lots and lots of rides for kids and lots of things going on the grandstand. So if you want to go back like in the olden days when you could go and have a good time, head down to Richwood Fair.
Now, do they still cook the corn in the steam engines over there?
I don't know about that. I know they do have antique area, but they've made lots of improvements, put lots of lights up, have an whole big new sheep barn. It's just, you don't see very many little fairs like that. It's a place where you could go with little kids and not have to really have a harness on them to keep track of them. And it's just, I've gone there for the last, 70 years or 75. But it's just a nice place to go.
Well, I worked in Richwood right out of college. I worked at a bank over in Richwood that's no longer there. But it's a very nice little community, and the fair was a big thing over there.
The fair is a big thing.
Yeah, and it's a different kind. You're exactly right. It's a different kind of fair. It's very independent. And the thing I remember was them cooking that corn in the steam engines and how good that corn was.
They might still do that, I'm not sure, but they really work hard at having a safe fair. And it's, like I said, it's got all the corn and all the concessions that there is to be had. They have horse races, they have tough truck contests, they have games for kids. It's just quite the fair, and you don't have to drive very far, and Richwood's pretty safe, I think. So it's through Labor Day. It started today, and it's through Labor Day.
Very, very nice. And things are good with you?
You have that 80th birthday, and things start going to pot, but whatever.
Well, happy belated birthday.
But I hadn't had a chance to listen and so on. So I know I'm missing an awful lot of stuff, but I'll just have to you know, just trudge on.
Hey, well, thank you for listening.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Richwood Fair going on. All right, here's our news report. On August 28th at 1:54 a.m., officers from the Marion Police Department responded to a report of a female lying dead in an alley between Oak Street and Prospect Street. They quickly located a female victim, age 34, who was deceased. Officers and detectives worked very hard in locating and processing evidence and talking to witnesses. On August 30th, investigators were able to develop probable cause in this case and arrest Jonathan Andrew Frazee, age 29, of Marion. Mr. Frazee, F-R-A-Z-E-E, was taken to the Multi-County Correctional Center on initial charges of aggravated vehicular homicide. We expect additional charges as this case progresses through the criminal justice system. It saddens me that this kind of senseless death occurred in our community, but I am proud of the work by all of the law enforcement officers involved in solving this tragic case, said Marion Police Chief Jay McDonald. The Marion Police Department is grateful for the assistance of the Marion County Sheriff's Office, Marion County Coroner's Office, and the Marion County Prosecutor's Office in the investigation of this death. So, I hadn't even heard anything about this. August 28th, what would that have been? Monday? 1:54 a.m., a female lying dead in the alley between Oak Street and Prospect Street, 34 years old. And it looks as if it was vehicular homicide? Aggravated vehicular homicide. So I guess that means they hit the person. 29-year-old person, Jonathan Andrew Frazee, F-R-A-Z-E-E. So there's the news report, and I'm sure Adam will have that on the news very shortly. But what a thing. Oh, you hate to hear a story like that. 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. We've had great calls this morning, and I sincerely do appreciate that. I love talking to you out there. We've talked about a possible return of COVID, or certainly people getting sick. Let's put it that way. A lot of people getting sick right now. We've talked about the supermoon. Last night, the blue moon, the sun out this morning, teachers being armed in schools, the Richwood Fair going on, all kinds of things to talk about. If you have an opinion on anything, give me a buzz. 42 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Would love to hear from you. It's all fascinating, isn't it? Very sad, very, very sad, but fascinating nonetheless. You know, I always say I can never get up and be bored because there's always something new every day. The world just keeps spinning. Nothing to be upset or, some things to be upset about, I guess. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I guess a nursing home that I was in Kenton has 25 cases of COVID.
Yeah, something's going on, and I'm worried about people because I worry about the elderly, I worry about the immunocompromised, I worry about kids back in school, and I understand people do not want to wear masks again, people do not want to stay home, but something's going on, and I just pray that it doesn't get to where it is. But this is August, and when we start staying inside more often, if something doesn't happen, I'm afraid we're going to be in a pickle soon.
It's going to explode then.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that somebody gets a hold on this very soon, because I'm seeing a lot of people out at work with respiratory problems that are not old people at all. I'm seeing a lot of people getting sick who are not older people. Something's going on.
It was interesting. Ted was talking about trapping.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Have you, well, those islands, I'll tell you, they're a mess out there.
And I used to trap when I was a kid, and you could get $6 to $10 out of a muskrat, depending on the size.
Really?
and Andy Appelfeller, state trooper, lived there on Campbell Road. He used to buy pelt.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But, you know, there ain't nobody around to sell them to anymore.
No. I think it's a different group of people. Yeah, it's a whole different thing. What do you make of the, I don't think we talked about it yesterday, people being armed, teachers being armed in schools, 46 schools here in Ohio, River Valley here locally?
Yeah, you talked to me about that yesterday. I think it's a good thing.
Did I bring that up? See, that's where my brain is. Maybe I'm starting to come down with something.
I don't think they should have a visible on their hip or anything, but, you know, I think teachers should be armed if they want to, but really, I don't think they it should be public knowledge. I mean, it'd be nice if the people thought anybody in there could be armed.
Now, what did you get a chance to hear this story we just got off the wire here this morning about the girl, 30...
Yeah, that's the first I've heard of it.
Yeah, I hadn't heard anything about that till this morning. 34 years... Was that what it... I'm looking back at the... Yeah, 34 years old, found dead, lying dead in the alley between Oak Street and Prospect Street. That's downtown.
Well, it sounds like he had an accident and...
Well, I think...
A homicide, maybe he ran her over.
Well, it sounds like he ran her over, but when they say aggravated vehicular homicide, that sounds like he meant to hit her.
That sounds more like murder rather than vehicular homicide. You know, if you get shot by a gun, you don't call it aggravated, trigger finger or something,
Well, I mean, I would think they would say they were investigating. I would think that, because if you hit somebody, I believe that's manslaughter if you didn't mean to do it. So why they're calling this aggravated vehicular homicide, I don't know. There's not much more detail in the press release, but 34 years old, and this and I call him a kid who got arrested. Well, he's 29.
And how much you want to bet there's, there's probably people, use drugs too.
Well, I don't know. I just think it's hard for me to believe that something like this happened in Marion. You didn't used to hear about people being found dead in alleys, 34-year-old people downtown.
Well, but sometimes these days it's in the news more. There are things that happened years ago, too, but it just didn't get publicized so much. If it happened to Marion, normally it stayed in Marion, it didn't go national or statewide. I remember the Dairy Mart down here on Bell Fountain Avenue. Somebody went in there years ago and shot somebody right inside the Dairy Mart, so...
Yeah, I mean it's unfortunate. I don't know.
I do think it happens more today. It's more prevalent today, but you do hear about it more.
Well, it's just sad because you think about a 34-year-old girl. She's just starting her life, and a 29-year-old guy, and he's just starting his life, and now we've got a dead person and somebody going up on aggravated vehicular homicide charges. It's nice. I'm glad our caller called in and said something about the Richwood Fair, because I think sometimes we need a little lighter news. I mean, we got to report the stuff because people want to know this stuff, but boy, you want to think about the good things going on in
society. Richwood Fair, it's a pretty big thing down there,
I just like when they used to steam the corn. I thought that was so neat to watch when they put the corn in the steamer. I might head down there this week. It's only about 20 minutes to get over to Richwood. Head down there Saturday or Sunday and enjoy it before the big cookout on Monday. I think the Zucchini Festival is going on. It's down somewhere toward Columbus. I think that's going on this weekend, too.
Oh, that sounds good, don't it?
I like the Zucchini Festival. I like zucchini bread. I like zucchini cooked regular. Zucchini's good.
Well, there should be a fruitcake festival.
Well, I'd have to skip that one.
Maybe you could go to, or gravy, special or something.
I would have to skip
fruitcake. Maybe you'd like it then.
I'd have to skip that one. I just couldn't bear it. I was though thinking about what you said today about how Judy, one of your old relationships, helps take care of you nowadays, which is very, very nice. Boy, and I got to thinking about that last night. I thought, boy, there's nobody in my past who I'd want to take care of me. I'd rather just go off to, I think I'd rather have strangers do it.
Yeah, but you don't have a good track record with women. I mean,
well, I don't know about that.
You called Abby old today, and you called her complicated. Is she at the stage where you have to buy a case of candles for a cake or instead of a package?
Well, I mean, I meant old in the nicest possible way, and complicated, I think, is a compliment.
Well, you ain't going to get them back on. You wait until they come back on before you pick on them.
Oh, so get them in there, then call them old and complicated.
Right.
Well, I don't know that I don't have the best track record. I think that, like I said yesterday, when the train gets to the last stop, you just get off. Some people, after a while, just become mundane. Now, it's not their fault. They just become no longer fun. They're not enjoyable anymore. That's all it is. It's not their fault. It's not my fault. It's not. I can tell you, I don't think I've ever had an argument with anybody, a real argument. So it's not like these are slash and burn things.
What was it? You that got off the train, or was it Angie that got off the train at the last stop?
Well, I don't think Angie and I were ever on the train. I think people, I think people were confused about that entire thing. I think we were just friends.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with being good friends.
No. And I think it was just during the pandemic, and I knew her family very well. I like her family. I still like her family. And I think we were just friends, and that's all there was to that. And
here's Judy. You can talk to her and ask her something.
Okay.
Talk to Scott.
What?
Well, Judy, Lee was saying the other day about how you had dated in the past, and now you're there for him when he needs you. And a lot of people wouldn't do that. What makes you do that?
Because God says you have to help people.
Well,
if I'm mean to people, then something bad will happen to me.
Well, that's a very good reason to do it. I think that's very admirable that you do that, because a lot of people, when the relationship's over, are not, they're not friendly anymore. So it's good you are.
That's the way I understand the Bible, and that's the way I try to live.
Well, I tell you, keep up the good work, and I'm glad you're out there listening.
If somebody needs help, no matter who they are, caller, what's wrong with them, I'll be there to help them.
Well, that's a very positive attitude to have.
That's what I feel. That's what God put me on earth for, so that's what I'm doing.
Well,
here's Scott, lead back.
Well, keep on keeping on.
Hello.
See, that's a beautiful thing. But no, I just think in the end, it was just, all my things in life, it feels like the right time to no longer be involved in them, because there was no argument or anything. It was just, okay, that's enough.
Well, marriage and, it's up for everybody. You know, I've been one that, I've never always... There's some people always have to have a girlfriend, you know what I'm saying? They must get lonely or something, but, I've never been pressured in to have a girlfriend to...
Well, there are people who cannot... And that's what I worry about. There are people who cannot be alone. I mean, within weeks, they're into something else. And sometimes the thing isn't even over, and they're already into something else.
Right.
And I feel bad about that, because I think that that's a character flaw on their behalf, and I think that's ultimately not going to pay off. That's more of a sadness being alone. I don't know. It's sad, because these are a lot of good people who get stuck in that ringer, unfortunately.
Yeah, even though they've been married 5 or 6 times, a lot of times they're good people. It's just,
they are good people. And like I say, I would never say anything negative about anybody I was ever involved with. And even my friends, I don't have anything negative to say about them. But there does come a point where
I guess, you know, like I say, it gets to the last stop, so you get off. You don't have to be angry or nasty or hate the person. You just have to say, well, you know, this is no longer fun. And I have always noticed that with everything, friendship or relationship I was involved with, that the last month or two, or maybe even 6 months, were no longer fun. There was just a lot of pressure and a lot of just not fun. It's unfortunate.
Maybe sometimes you don't have time. Maybe you get, you know, into a hobby or something you're doing, and you just don't have time to spend, you know.
Well, I think that's right. And I think also people change as time goes on. You end up seeing the real person. Now, the real person, I'm not saying is evil, but you end up seeing a person that maybe you had not seen over a certain period of time. You know, you see the nice person, the person that's so eager to be happy and do stuff, and then all of a sudden this other person starts to creep up, and you go, what in the world is that?
Right.
You know, I don't know that I want to be around that. So, you know, but God bless, you know, hopefully everybody's happy with what they're doing. That's the best wish I have for people. They're happy with what they're doing. I'm you know, if you're happy, good for you.
Well, has Abby texted you so far this morning?
You know, no, I haven't heard from Abby the last two mornings, so I really
well, she's
don't.
Listening, you know, hopefully she'll come back. We want her back, and, you know, we want to take care of this fight between her and, oh, what's his name?
Matt.
Matt, yeah.
Well, honestly, Adam is Adam. Abby is a great, great friend of mine. You know, all kidding aside, we have these arguments, and I'll say stuff about her, but she's a great friend. You know, I don't know, just a nice person. I don't have anything negative to say about her yet. We'll give it some time, and I'll probably come up with something. But no, she's good. She's
about 3 or 4 more minutes. You can think of something.
Yeah, I'll come up with something to say negative about her. But my point is, Carrington, and I brought this up a lot this morning, I was just so impressed with her performance last Friday night that, you know, for whatever women have been around here in the past, you know, she, to me right now, takes the cake. And it's not just because she's the one who's currently here. I think the listeners can hear it in her voice and her demeanor as well.
Yeah, I enjoy her, you know, her opinions and stuff. And
yes, yes.
Speaks right up, gives you her opinion.
And that's what you want. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah, see you, Scott.
All right, phone lines are open here. We've got about 3 minutes. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, we've certainly covered the waterfront this morning. We've talked about last night's blue moon, last night's super moon. We've talked about 46 schools in Ohio arming teachers and staff. Kind of interesting. We've talked about Labor Day coming up, the big Labor Day cookout. We'll see how that all works. Is COVID back on the rise? We've certainly heard a lot of reports of that today. The awful incident that happened over in the alley downtown. 34-year-old girl found dead there. We learned about the Richwood Fair going on this weekend. Wouldn't that be fun to go over there and get some steam corn right out of a steam engine? I might have to do that one day this weekend, only 20 minutes up the road. Anything on your mind? 3 minutes left to go. We've had calls all morning. Would be glad to take another one. We can fit one more in here, a two-minute warning. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And remember, be in the studio tomorrow morning, 8 to 9 with Sean. Pastor Whitaker, 9 to 10. 10 to 11 with Matt, Sean, and myself. Pastor Craig, 11 to 12. And Pastor Craig, here we go. Let's take the phone call before we go off the air. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'm always the late caller coming in towards the finish line. But Carrington, she's got a wonderful name there. She cares. And she's got a ton working with you four fellas to keep up with things. So, Carrington, keep up the good work if she's hearing or sees a replay on this. And, we need somebody in there with you, Carrington, that maybe to balance the scale a little bit, but you do a wonderful job. Like I say, she cares, and she's handled a ton of you guys, okay?
They named her right, and she's got a big load on her plate.
Oh, buddy. That was spark fire with her when she hears a listener giving her courage like that, huh?
I think so.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, we're under a minute. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Don't forget, we've got all the big fun tomorrow kicking off at 8 a.m. going through 1 o'clock in the afternoon, then the big Friday night show tomorrow night, 8:15 until 10 p.m., which will lead us into the big Labor Day holiday. Everybody stay safe, stay happy, and thank you so much for calling in this morning. It has been a great program. I have enjoyed the dialogue very much, and maybe we'll see Abby tomorrow at 12:15. Who knows? For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Listen for guests like legendary comedian Shecky Green.
No, well, you also did the Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh, my God. Have you got 2 hours?
Oh, go ahead, please.
Right here in our show, it's a young comic from Las Vegas, Chucky. What is that fat kid's name? Let me tell you something. I have stories that someday you'll call me, and I'll tell you the things that happened with Sullivan and I on the air.
Oh, really?
I did a routine about a coal miner disaster, and at the same time I did it, there was a coal mine disaster in Nova Scotia. He